Hello and welcome to Radio EduTalk. This is David Noble in Dalgetty Bay, and I'm delighted to welcome to the show this evening Jill Shimmy of the University of Dundee. Welcome to EduTalk, Jill.
Thanks very much, David.
And can we just start off by hearing a little bit about your background in education and in the university?
Yes, yes. Well, I was originally a primary school teacher. I taught in schools throughout Dundee and, well, throughout Tayside region as it was then. And then I went into politics, actually. After my 12 years in the political career, I went back into education. And for the last 10 years, I've been working as a lecturer within the School of Education and Social Work in the University of Dundee.
And we've heard a lot about the work of the School of Education and Social Work in previous EduTalk shows, some fascinating work going on in the school. So could you give us a flavour of some of the things that you're involved in and that colleagues are involved in?
Absolutely. Well, there are lots of exciting initiatives on the go just now in the University of Dundee. We're expanding our routes into teaching. We're creating lots of alternative routes, so that people who would normally not be able to access the profession now have access to student life and to a career, ultimately, in teaching. One of those new routes is the SIR programme. That's the secondary induction route into teaching. That's primarily for STEM subjects. It's a course in which students are actually paid while they're working within the school. They're actually training and working at the same time within the school. It's a really exciting initiative, and we are conscious that there are people who are not able to come into to university, to give up their career, to give up their salaries. And it's an exciting new initiative that encourages people with lots of qualifications, lots of experience in STEM to come into the teaching profession.
I'm just interested, over the next 15 to 20 minutes or so, just finding out about the partnership group and the mentoring project. So could you tell us a little bit about the group and the project and why there was a need for these to develop?
Okay, fine, yep. Well, this particular project you mentioned is the mentoring project. It's a series of twilight sessions. There are three twilight sessions that we run twice a year, and they're primarily for teachers who are supporting students on the traditional postgraduate, the professional graduate diploma in education, and on the MA programmes. This came about as a result of a call, really, from the local authorities. We have a very strong partnership working relationship with the local authorities. And it's throughout our meetings, it became apparent that there were lots of questions about supporting students on placement. So we decided that, you know, we need to do something about this. We need to make the communication much more, flow much more easily. We need to make sure that the teachers are engaged in dialogue with us. So we run these three highlight sessions twice a year, and it's, so far it's been very successful. We started in November. The third session is really an introduction to mentoring. It's obviously very important that the teachers who are supporting students on placement are familiar with our expectations and our requirements, the requirements of our programme. And so the first session is about the theory and practice of mentoring. The second session is very much about the practical side, about completing the paperwork, our expectations of completing the, compiling the folder. The students have to compile the professional folder whether on placement. And so it's really, really important that they are very familiar with everything that we're expecting in that folder. So we discuss that at the second twilight and all the practical aspects. For example, the differences between our expectations about an A1 student and maybe a postgrad student in their final placement. So all that can be explored in the second twilight session. In the third twilight session, now originally when we planned this project, the mentoring project was to have two twilight sessions, but it became apparent again that there was a real need to address the issues that teachers were encountering when they had males out in placement. So it seemed that it was certainly very clear that there was a higher dropout rate for men coming into the profession. And so male students were dropping out at a more significant rate than women. So I thought, no, we need to address this, and we need to make sure that the teachers in schools are engaged in that dialogue about how we can support males more effectively. So that's the third Twilight session. And as I say, we run these on a loop. We run these three sessions twice a year. I was really impressed by the response of teachers. You know, these sessions run 4:30 to 6 o'clock. So it's after a long day. Sometimes it can be a really hard day in school, and yet teachers are giving up their time to come along and engage with this because they see the benefits that students are deriving when they're out in placement as a result of this this dialogue.
Am I right in saying, Jill, that they then become, is it a mentor lead after they have completed these Twilight sessions?
Absolutely, David, and that's really exciting because that's when you see the capacity really being built within the school. After the students, after the teachers who are supporting the students have come along to the sessions, then they can become the teaching lead, so they can support other teachers to support the students who are in the school, and they can do that in a variety of ways. They can do that maybe on a one-to-one basis with the teachers. They can maybe participate in the observations if the teacher wants some assistance regarding the observations and of the progress sheets after the observations. Then that mentor lead can help out with that as well. And they also provide a very valuable contact with the university.
Would I be right in saying then, I would imagine just from my own experience that the actual tasks and role of the, or maybe even kind of pressures of being a mentor lead might be somewhat different in different settings. I mean, I know your focus so far has been in the primary setting, but do people come back and share different types of experiences?
Absolutely. At the moment, this initiative is geared for primary school, but who knows in the future, hopefully we can expand it. But at the moment, we are focused exclusively on primary school. But as you say, every school's different, and every mentor lead comes with a different set of experiences and different challenges as well. And the beauty is that we're all around the same table, and we're discussing those issues and challenges together and using our collective wisdom to bring about some solutions. So, yeah, it's working, and it's working well.
I would imagine that there's different models of mentoring and different kind of principles of effective mentoring. So I'm just wondering for a moment or two, Jill, if we can kind of dig into maybe a little bit of the theory or the literature and know what kind of mentoring models are explored and what I suppose is quite a limited timescale.
Absolutely. I think from the outset, I think we spend a lot of time speaking about the quality of the mentoring relationship. And we speak about the interpersonal skills of the mentor. That's really, really important to nurture the relationship. We look at different models, and they all seem to have a similar pattern. The models start off by exploring goals and expectations for the placement, and then you look at what exactly we're going to do, and then we finish off by action planning. I think it's really important that whichever model that you're using culminates in some kind of action planning, how we're going to take forward the discussion, how we're going to take forward our reflections. You've reflected in that middle part of the session. Once you've got your expectations and your goals clarified, how are you then going to put those actions into place? How are you going to fulfil these goals?
Okay. And Jill, what kind of feedback have you had then within the university, within the authority that you're working with, from other educationists? And what kind of outcomes do you feel have come from this project in terms of the schools and the participants?
Well, it's early days yet. We started in November. However, I'm very impressed by the feedback that we've had so far. Teachers are telling us that this really has enhanced the experience that they had of the professional placement. They're feeling more confident now about dealing with students. When they come out, they know exactly what we're looking for. They know how we're expecting the students to respond to the SPR, the Standard for Professional Registration. Because of that certainty, it's given them a certainty. They're feeling much more capable and competent in fulfilling their responsibilities.
And in terms of what happens after they become mentor leads, is are they kind of clustering around our schools in terms of kind of ongoing support or dialogue? I would imagine that it would be difficult for yourselves to continue to provide support because you would, as you say, it's a kind of rolling program. But is are there options available for them to discuss and to share ideas?
Well, there certainly are. And I think the fact that they have, once they've come to the university, they have cases for the names. They have one person they can contact. They have a named person they can contact, so they can keep the dialogue going with us. And we encourage them not only to speak to us just when they've got challenges, but if there's anything else that they would like to discuss with us or anything they would like us to consider, then it really is very much a two-way communication. So having that named person in the school, and for them to have one named person within the university, is really great for ongoing development. And I think it really does impact positively on the student experience.
And you've said that it's early days, but it's been a really positive start. So I'm just wondering where you think the project might develop. Are you going to scale it up, or is it about making sure that, for example, there's a mentor lead in every primary school in the area? Where
At
are
the
you going,
moment,
or where might you be able to take it?
I think at the moment that's what we're looking at. I would certainly like to see a mentor lead in every single primary school. I think that would be our first aim. And we're also encouraging the mentors to come on board and to study at master's level. And we deliver a master's level module in mentoring. It's a 30 credit module. And interestingly, the introductory session, the first twilight session, does draw upon some of the elements of that module. So they also get a little taste of level 11 learning when they come along. So I would, as well as hoping that there'll be a mentor lead in every primary school, I would also be hoping that teachers will take the opportunity to study, or to consider at least studying at master's level. And the mentor module would be a great place to start.
And just finally, is there anything else you'd like to tell listeners about the work of the partnership group or the School of Education and Social Work, and also maybe around you spoke earlier that this is one aspect of partnership working with the authority?
I think that there's no doubt that the strong partnerships that we have with the local authority, with the head teachers, with teachers in schools, is really helping to provide a first-class experience for our students. And I would just really like to see that partnership continue to grow and continue to develop. And we're committed to doing all that we can to do just that.
And where could listeners go for more information, Jill, in terms of online?
Well, they go into the University of Dundee website, and they go into education and the School of Education and Social Work. And then they would be able to find our contact details, and they can certainly contact me, that's Jill Shimmy, if they would like more information. And they can get all my contact details from the University of Dundee website.
That's great. Jill, thank you so much for taking time out this evening to join us on EduTalk. You know, another really interesting, innovative project that's coming out of the university, and we hope to have many more guests in the coming months and years from the university. And you're always most welcome to come back on and share some more aspects of your work. So thanks again.
Thank you, David. Thanks very much.